Well, President Trump has declared the opioid crisis, quote, a public health emergency, but so far hasn't called for any new federal funding to help. Pauline Bartolone with our partner, Kaiser Health News, reports on one program in Northern California where doctors are using techniques taken, ironically enough, from the drug industry.
In the front lobby. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's noontime at this small medical office in rural Humboldt County. The office is closed to patients, but Dr. Mary Ming sweeps in with some boxes of pizza for the staff. It's kind of like what pharmaceutical sales reps would do at her office back when she was a practicing physician.
I'm trying to steal a little of their time with a lot of gratitude. So in that way, it's sort of as we call them, drug reps would stop by and say, can I get your attention for a minute, doc? Look, here's something new. Here's something that you might use.
Let's see. That looks vegan to me.
Mings works as a medical administrator, but today she's here to talk about opioids.
All right. Thank you, guys. I really respect your time. And
unlike a drug sales rep, Mings is not here to sell them on certain painkillers. Quite the opposite. She's here to talk about how to prescribe fewer opioids. Like a drug rep, she's got a flashy info packet. Her focus is on how to prescribe opioids safely and how to treat addiction.
All right, lots of information in here about sort of the scope of the problem.
Humboldt's death rate from opioids is one of the highest, almost five times the state average. And this doctor's office needs advice. About half of the patients here have a prescription for a controlled substance like opioids or anxiety drugs.
You know, accidental opioid overdose is preventable. Has anybody here ever known somebody, a patient, that passed away from an overdose?
I think we all do.
Mings is not here to scold. She wants to know what the obstacles are and how she can help. One nurse says she doesn't always have time to treat addiction.
I'll even write a note for myself, such and such a month, start weaning. And I'll look at it and I'll look at, you know, okay, I'm three patients behind. And yeah, so it's just like there's never enough time. And
10 doctors and pharmacists, including Mings, are making the rounds in Humboldt and two nearby counties. It's one way California is combating the opioid epidemic, using almost $2 million in federal funds from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The model has proven itself elsewhere to persuade doctors to cut back on unnecessary antibiotics and to discourage the use of expensive Alzheimer's meds that had side effects. A Harvard Medical School professor helped develop the idea 30 years ago after talking with pharmaceutical salespeople about their best tricks and techniques. The irony is that these days, the industry is under fire for pushing painkillers too aggressively. Dr. Mary Mings will keep using this sales approach over the next 2 years as she shares tips with doctors on how they can curb addiction.
And it's a big ship to turn around. It takes time.
Ming says doctors are starting to listen. They may not have been the ones who got their patients hooked on narcotics, but they're now learning how they can help end the epidemic. For the California Report, I'm Pauline Bartolone in Humboldt County.
Are you interested in the future of learning? Then check out the MindShift podcast, where we explore new innovations in education and how they shape the way kids learn. Find MindShift wherever you get your podcasts.